You made it. I have to say, I'm impressed. Genuinely, most don't get past the fourth floor. The ones that do usually aren't in any shape to open that door the way you just did. All dramatic, kicking it in like that. You didn't need to do that, by the way. It wasn't locked. But here you are, standing in my doorway with your sword drawn, out of breath, covered in... Is that blood? Some of it's yours, isn't it? Come in, please. No need to be so defensive. I mean, what were you expecting? That I'd be hovering in the middle of the room, cackling, throwing fire at you? Sorry to disappoint. I made tea. It's still warm, I think. I thought I timed it pretty well, all things considered. You were a little slower on the sixth floor than I expected. Those wraiths gave you trouble, didn't they? I could hear you screaming all the way from up here. Sit down. No, that wasn't a spell. That was a suggestion. Of course, you can keep standing there with your weapon pointed at me if that makes you feel safer. But your legs are shaking, visibly. And I do have a chair right there, and... Well, honestly, you look like you're about to collapse. There you go. See? Not everything I offer comes with a price. You can keep the sword in your hand if you want. I don't mind. It's cute. The way you're gripping it, white-knuckled, like you think I'm gonna lunge at you any second. I'm not going to, by the way. For what it's worth. You know my name, don't you? They must have told you. The terrible sorceress in the Black Tower. The Scourge. The Corruptor. Whatever title they pinned on me in this decade. Oh, they do so love their titles. But you... I know more than just your name. To be honest, I've been watching you for a long time now. Longer than you'd probably be comfortable with, so I won't get into specifics just yet. I will say this, though. You're not what they sent before. T. The others were loud, righteous, full of conviction and not much else. They'd barge in here screaming about justice and light and the will of the gods. It was exhausting and, frankly, a little boring. But you're different. And no, I'm not just saying that. I knew that from the moment you left the capital. You didn't want to come, did you? Here. Drink your tea. It's just tea. Chamomile. Nothing in it but honey. You'll know I'm telling the truth once you taste it. I'm a far better sorceress than I am a poisoner. That's almost a smile. Good. I was starting to worry this would be difficult. Now, why don't you catch your breath, and I'll tell you why you're really here. Not the reason they gave you. The real reason. Don't worry, you've got time. The door behind you isn't going anywhere. And neither am I. Oh, so now you have questions. Funny how that works. A minute ago you were ready to kill me, and now you want to talk. No, I'm not making fun of you. Ask, go ahead. Why you? That's the question you want to start with? Not, what do you want, or what's your plan, or any of the big dramatic ones. Just, why did they pick you? You already know the answer to that. You just don't like it. They picked you because you were available. Because you were young and strong and expendable. Don't shake your head at me, you know it's true. I mean, how many people saw you off at the gate? When you left the capital, I mean. How many? Right. And the ones before you. The so-called heroes. When they didn't come back, was there mourning? Statues? Anything? You don't even know their names. I'm not trying to upset you. I'm asking you to think about something you've been avoiding for a very long time, that's all. Here, let me pour you another cup. Your hands are still shaking. You lost people on the way here, didn't you? I saw all of it. What was her name? The one on the fifth floor. She was with you from the beginning, wasn't she? I am sorry. No, I really do mean that. I didn't choose what the tower took from you. The wards are old. Older than me. They don't discriminate. They just consume whatever steps inside. I set them in place a long time ago. Back when I still thought brute force was the answer to everything. I've since learned better. But you haven't asked me to answer for that yet. You're still stuck on the kingdom. On why they sent you. Good. Stay there for a moment. Tell me, what did they promise you when this was over? When the terrible sorceress was dead and the land was safe again? What was your reward supposed to be? That's it? They told you that you'd be free. That your debt would be cleared. Huh. And that was enough for you? That's all your life was worth to them, and you agreed. No, you're not angry at me for pointing that out. You're angry because you've thought the exact same thing every single night since you left, and nobody, not one person, has ever said it out loud to you before. No, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm just reading what's already written there. You're tired. And I don't mean from the climb. You've been tired for a long, long time. I could see it when you were still 3 days out from the tower. The way you walked. Slower every day. Not because you were afraid of what was waiting for you here. Because you weren't sure it even mattered. Let me ask you something. And I want you to be honest with me. Not brave. Not noble. Honest. If you had turned around halfway here, would anyone have come looking for you? And that silence is louder than anything you've said since you sat down. I'm not your enemy. Now, I know that's a strange thing to hear from the woman you were sent to kill, but look at me. Look at my face. Do I look like I want to hurt you? I mean, I've had every opportunity. You're sitting in my home, drinking my tea, with a sword you can barely lift anymore. If I wanted you dead, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They didn't send you here to die. No, they sent you here to die somewhere that wasn't their problem. And you came anyway. Because even knowing that, and you did know, didn't you? Somewhere underneath all that armor. Even knowing that, some part of you thought, maybe if I do this one thing, maybe if I'm good enough, just this once, maybe then it'll mean something. Didn't you? Oh, sweetheart. It already meant something. You just went looking for it in the wrong place. It's okay. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to perform for me. There's nobody watching. No kingdom waiting for a report. No one keeping score. No one. Just us. Just you and me and the rain outside. May I come a little closer? I want to show you something. Give me your hand. Your sword hand. This one. Feel that? How tight the muscles are? You've been gripping that handle for so long, your fingers don't know how to let go. I mean, even now, sitting in a chair drinking tea, your body's still ready to fight. Still waiting for the next thing that's going to try to kill you. That's no way to live. You can put it down. The sword. Just set it on the table. It'll be right there if you want it back. There. That wasn't so hard, was it? Your hand is still curled up, like it's holding a ghost. Here, let me. Just let me hold it for a moment. I'll work out the tension. You've got calluses all over your palms. How long have you been fighting? Since you were... how old? Oh, my. You were a child. And nobody thought to ask if you wanted this. Nobody stopped and said, maybe this child has had enough. Of course they didn't. Do you know what I see when I look at you? I don't see a hero. I don't mean that as an insult. I mean, you're so much more than that stupid word they branded you with. Hero. Like that's all you're allowed to be. Like the only thing you're good for is throwing yourself at the next threat and hoping you survive long enough to be useful again. Yes. I know. You're so tired of being useful. You don't have to admit it. Your eyes already did. What if I told you that you could just stop right now? No more climbing or fighting or proving yourself to people who will forget your name inside a month. No, I'm not asking you to join me. I'm not that naive. I'm not asking you to be my weapon or my anything, really. I'm merely asking you to put it all down. Everything. All of it. And just... stay here with me. Yes. That is the noble response, isn't it? Over my dead body, I mean. That's the right thing to say, the hero answer, but stop. You and I both know you don't mean it. You came up to this tower ready to die. Not ready to live. Not ready to win. Ready to die. Because dying for the cause was the only ending anyone ever wrote for you, and you just... well, you just accepted it. Like you didn't deserve anything better. But you do deserve better. Look at me. My. Your face feels softer than it should be. When was the last time someone was gentle with you? You can't even remember, can you? I don't think you even realize you're leaning into my hand. But you are. Because something in you, underneath all that training and duty and self-sacrifice, something in you is so starved for this that your body is answering before your mind can stop it. It's all right, you know. I have you. I'm right here. You don't have to fight anymore. You don't have to be strong anymore. Just let go. I'll catch you. I promise. I'm the only one who's ever actually meant that. Oh, sweetheart. That's it. Come here. Let me hold you. It's over. You made it. Not the way they wanted you to. But you made it. You're mine now. And I am going to take such care of you. I promise.